Hey guys, my name is John Kim. I'm a licensed therapist and life coach, putting self-betterment into a shot glass. Because let's face it, who's got that much time these days? I come unpolished, unrehearsed, on purpose. If you're looking for more of a wine glass, you've come to the wrong place. Man, I felt really lost and lonely today. It's a different type of loneliness. Maybe you can relate to it too. I mean, technically, I'm not in a relationship, so there's that type of loneliness, the skin hunger and not having someone to love. But it's not so much that. It's the when you are in search of something, when you are in a place where you are exploring, when you are, you're expanding and you're curious and you're looking for answers. You could have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends. I'm super blessed, and I love my friends, and I see them every day. I have a social life and all that. But there's like this internal loneliness, right? Like you're on this journey by yourself, and I think that has been happening a lot for me these days. I'm in search for answers. That's what it is, and it's like just minutes ago I was. About to get a tarot card reading, or I don't know what it's called, but a card reading. And I've never done that before. And there's this place, just like a mile away, that they're known to give those readings. I was very curious. And, I canceled it because I felt, I almost felt stupid. Like, and listen, I've done astrology readings. I've done my parents go to a Korean fortune teller. Like it's all fun. I kind of take it with a grain of salt. It's all interesting, but I was like, what am I doing? You know, I felt like I felt like someone who made an appointment with a hooker, and then he realized, what the fuck am I doing? And like canceled. is that kind of like shame or something bad? Why do you need to go to a reader and have cards read for you to search for answers? Because, I know that the answers are within me, and I know that it's in stillness, and I've been meditating a lot and going on walks. I shouldn't have to. And listen, if you guys have card readings and you guys are doing that, that's great. There's no judgment there, and I'm sure eventually I will have a reading. And I had a past lives reading, and that was really interesting. But I'm looking for band-aids, right? That's kind of like it's me being aware of looking for something outside of self. And of course, we do this with food. I do it with food. If I'm feeling bored or loneliness, I use food to numb, right? We do this with relationships. We do this with obviously drugs and sex and other things that we use as band-aids. Even fitness, we get addicted to fitness and the dopamine and that. As a place to run toward, right? Because we're always running away from ourselves or running toward, and it's really hard to run toward ourselves because it means that we have to look at our shit. We have to, get honest with ourselves. We have to, and that journey, I think, is lonely. So maybe I'm experiencing some of that, and I'm not lost in life. I mean, I am at a great place where I really believe that I have some, a sense of purpose, and I'm building a lot of things, and I'm writing books, and the startup, and all that's going well, and I'm teaching and doing sessions, and all that's really good. But I think I just feel a little bit lost, as in, a 44-year-old man with, I don't have the responsibilities of the what our culture defines that where you should be at my age, so I don't have a wife and kids and a dog and all that kind of stuff, a family. So I think that whole being kind of like a drifter, that gives you the sense of being lost sometimes. And of course, all day I'm in my head thinking of ideas and on my phone and writing. So there's also a loneliness to that, right? Being an artist, being a writer, and just being by yourself, you know. So anyway, I'm not complaining. I have been expressing my fucking feelings for nearly a decade, and I wanted to put this on audio. I didn't know where it was gonna go, but I do trust that once I create a dialogue, I can pull themes, and those themes can be relatable. And this is how group therapy works, right? So I've, one of the things that I believe I'm pretty good at is running groups, and I've had spiritual moments running groups. I've ran thousands of groups, and it's like this idea of going into the group, going into the conversation blank, with no intention other than creating a space and trusting that, you know, in that there's going to be things that that the group can pull from it, and people will have their revelations, and they can relate to things, and there's beauty and there's an art to running groups. And so I kind of apply that to content. I kind of apply that to podcasting or to writing, where I kind of go into it blank and trust that something will appear. And of course, that's terrifying. It makes me the kind of the one take man, because I don't really believe in doing things that are, I'm definitely the opposite of perfectionism or being perfect. I go the other way, and you know, it's unpolished and off-center and obtuse. But anyway, I wanted to, going back to this topic of running towards self, going back to this topic of feeling loneliness and feeling a little bit lost. If you're feeling this way, you know, and a lot of people feel this way when they do have families, right? You can be lonely in relationships. You could be lonely when you're at the top, right? If things are going well for you, or you're like CEO, or you're, you know, doing big things, people get lonely when their dreams start coming true. You know, there's a loneliness to success. There's a loneliness to winning the lottery, right? So if you're experiencing loneliness, and you're experiencing any kind of like feeling lost in the world, know that, because I've been here before, different, you know, different, slightly different, but kind of the same. Know that it's a feeling, know that it's a season, know that it is temporary. You know, nothing in life is permanent. And I think what's dangerous is when we internalize our feelings and suddenly we're sucked into that overwhelming feeling, in this case, feeling lost and lonely. And then that becomes the riptide, and then suddenly we can then sink into depression or our unhealthy coping habits. But if we can put some distance, you know, and it's one of the tools, I think, and it's I've been kind of studying Buddhism and being a student to that, and one of the things is distance, you know, and this is where meditation comes in, having the ability to put distance between you and your feeling, putting distance between you and your thoughts. It doesn't mean to be dismissive. It means to be aware and to notice, but not to cling, right? Not to get hooked. And it's when we cling and we absorb that that we drown. And then we start swimming in our own shit, right? And that becomes a pattern. So, you know, I think everything starts with acceptance and self-compassion. And I today I got stuff done, but I felt very alone. I felt a little lost, and I'm just walking around in my neighborhood with my earbuds, writing in coffee shops. I did get a workout in. I was social, eating at restaurants by myself. I always imagine, because Keanu Reeves kind of, it seems like he has this kind of life, like the drifter life. I don't think he owns a home, but obviously he has a lot of money. So he's always in going for kind of like hopping around from hotels. And I mean, I don't know about his personal life, but, you know, in the media, tabloids, we never see him with like with women. It seems like he's always by himself on this. And I think there was something where he was in a movie theater, and the entire time he was by himself, and he had his motorcycle helmet on. He watched the whole movie with his motorcycle helmet on. It's like, it's funny, but it sounds like something I would do. And then I know that there's like pictures of him eating sandwiches in the park. And so I always joke about me being the poor man's Keanu Reeves. I definitely don't have his looks or his money, but I can relate to the Drifter piece. But anyway, those are my fucking feelings. Sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel lost, and it's okay. And I think the to have some distance and be aware of it, and also not judge yourself because you feel that. You know, it's when we judge and label our feelings where it could get dangerous, right? So if I was to say because I feel lonely, that means I'm a loser, or that means that no one loves me, or, you know, so it's like adding the labels and definitions to your feelings is where you're either going to sink or swim. And so self-compassion, self-love, and practicing that, of course, it's a practice. It's a daily practice. Me allowing myself to feel that way and knowing that those feelings will fade, knowing that tomorrow's a new day, knowing that those feelings don't define me. I guess that's the message that I want to put out there is whatever you're going through, whether you're going through feelings of anger or feeling lost, or if you're going through a transition, or you're feeling lonely, or you're feeling whatever you're feeling, know that they don't define you. Know that that is part of being human. Be kind to yourself. Practice distance. And be well. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I hope the dialogue was helpful. Listen, guys, if you want to be a life coach, just go to my website, theangrytherapist.com, and click on Life Coaching Training, and you'll find our Catalyst Intensive. There's only two things you need to be a life coach: a story, which everyone has, and a passion to help others.